Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at the Ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus Bulls. To request a catalog, you can go to bowlingranch.com or, for questions, call the ranch manager, Tim Stidham, at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch Inaugural Spring Bull Sale, Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma. Well, the latest USDA Crop Progress Report rated Oklahoma's wheat crop at 62% good to excellent. We spoke with Amanda Silva, OSU Extension Small Grain Specialist, to give us an update.
Yeah, so the wheat is looking really good. It has grown, very much in this past day. So this cool and moist weather is doing really well for our crop. So as the wheat moves into that stage from jointing to heading, it's going to take a lot of water and nutrients. So we have very good conditions for that.
So with the freeze where we had temperatures below freezing for almost a 2-week stretch, what did that do to the wheat, or did it do anything?
So for Oklahoma, we didn't see much clear effect of those of that freeze on the wheat, with exception of a few areas that we did not have much of a snow cover to insulate and protect the crop. So those areas were more affected. But overall, though, that freeze event that happened did not seem to harm our wheat crop this year. So wheat becomes more susceptible to freeze as it moves now into that heading stage. I think we might see maybe some effect for some varieties, for example, that were more susceptible to those low temperatures. We might see some difference in spring tillering ability. So we may see a reduction in spring tillering for some varieties. But overall, I would say that we had enough snow cover to protect the crop. So we do not see much damage of those low temperatures on the wheat, because we were very fortunate with the snow cover in most part of our state when that freeze occurred.
Silva also added that officials have approved in-person field days coming up this spring.
Yeah, so we just got approved by administration to get the field, to organize the field days. So we will have the in-person field days in the counties and also at the research stations. We really encourage people to follow the CDC guidelines of social distancing and face coverings. But yes, we are very happy to be able to do the in-person field days this year. But we will also stream some of the locations. So for people that would like to attend virtually, there will be an option as well.
Field days will begin in late April with the Lahoma event scheduled for May the 14th. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.